Morning Watch, Crystallization Study of Job, Proverbs, Ecclesiastes, Week 10, Living a Godly Life, Friday Related Verses, Deuteronomy 10:12. And now, O Israel, what does Jehovah your God ask of you, except that you fear Jehovah your God, so that you would walk in all his ways and love him, and serve Jehovah your God with all your heart and with all your soul. 1 Thessalonians 3:13, so that he may establish your hearts blameless in holiness before our God and Father, at the coming of our Lord Jesus with all his saints. Romans 8:26-27, 29. Moreover, in like manner, the Spirit also joins in to help us in our weakness, for we do not know for what we should pray as is fitting, but the Spirit himself intercedes for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. For he who searches the hearts knows what the mind of the Spirit is, because he intercedes for the saints according to God. Because those whom he foreknew, he also predestinated to be conformed to the image of his Son, that he might be the firstborn among many brothers. Proverbs 21:2. Every way of a man is right in his own eyes, but Jehovah weighs the hearts. 1 Peter 3:4. But the hidden man of the heart and the incorruptible adornment of a meek and quiet spirit, which is very costly in the sight of God. 1 Peter 3:15. But sanctify Christ as Lord in your hearts, being always ready for a defense to everyone who asks of you an account concerning the hope which is in you. John 4:14. But whoever drinks of the water that I will give him shall by no means thirst forever, but the water that I will give him will become in him a fountain of water gushing up into eternal life. Suggested reading. Because the heart is our representative, Solomon says in Proverbs 4:23, keep your heart with all vigilance, for from it are the issues of life. The Hebrew word rendered keep means guard. We should guard our heart above all because out of it are the issues of life. The heart is related to the sources of life, the springs of life, and the issues of life. First we have the source, then the spring, and then the issue. Out of the heart comes all the issues of our daily life. As human beings, we have life, and this life acts through our heart. As the flow of electricity depends on the switch, so our daily living is dependent on what our heart switches on and off. Our heart is the switch of our human life, of our daily life, of our being. The word life in Proverbs 4:23 implies an organic element, the element of life. It also implies our daily living and activities, in fact, our entire human life. Hence, the word life in this verse is inclusive. As human beings, we have a human life, and this human life has an organic element and also a daily living. The switch of this life is the heart. Suppose as a brother is studying the Bible, he is disturbed by the barking of a dog. As he is reading the Bible and is disturbed by the dog's barking, something within this brother's heart motivates him to shout at the dog. This shouting is an issue that springs out from the source of the heart. This is an illustration of the heart as the acting representative of our entire being. The activities and movements of our physical body depend on our physical heart. In like manner, our daily living depends on our psychological heart. The way we act and behave depends on the kind of heart we have. To be a living believer involves both our spirit and our heart. Doctrinally, we may say that we can become living by exercising our spirit, but in practice, often it seems that the exercise of our spirit does not work. The reason the exercise of the spirit may not work is that the heart does not act. This means that there is something wrong in the heart. Perhaps the mind is not renewed, sanctified, transformed. It may not be saturated with the Lord and occupied by him. Instead, it may be filled with worldly things. We may exercise our spirit and say, "Praise the Lord." However, this exercise may not work to make us living. The exercise of the spirit works only when our heart is active. If our heart is dormant or asleep, exercising our spirit to call on the name of the Lord will not be effective. This exercise cannot work if our acting agent, our heart, is dormant. This is the reason we need to deal thoroughly with our heart. This dealing must include our mind, emotion, and will. Our mind must be the mind of Christ. Our emotion must be saturated with the love of Christ, and our will must be one with His will. If this is the condition of our heart will be active and functioning. Then, if we call on the Lord when our heart is active, this calling will be very effective. We need to pray, Lord, have mercy on me. I want to have my mind renewed. I want to have my emotion filled with your love. I want to have a will that is truly one with your will. If we have such a heart, then the heart as our acting agent will be established blameless in holiness, blameless in the state of being made holy.